This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Will do.
Good morning. 92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning. It's chilly out there. It's 36 degrees now. Highs in the upper 40s today. A lot of sunshine. 6 minutes past the hour.
Chili con carne. Chili con carne.
What?
What?
Chili
you
con
like
carne.
Chili with?
Chili con carne
beans.
With meat.
With meat?
Or beans. I thought it was meat.
Meat.
But.
Yeah, you're right.
I could go. I might make some chili today.
Ooh, chili.
Yeah,
sounds
I know.
Good.
It sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah. Happy November, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have a phone call coming in here? We do.
Well, that's fantastic. I love getting phone
calls. It's Catherine, our station manager. Oh,
I think it's because of all of the naughty things that you've said.
That's probably.
That's even better. Let's have a discussion.
Okay. Good morning, Catherine.
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm paying this 900 number to talk to John Peterson about sex, I think. So, first of all, I don't want to jinx it, but it's really been a fun morning listening, A. And
yeah,
B, stupid Sam labeled your Facebook, or was it, I think it's YouTube, enjoying the last weekend of democracy, and it was so jarring. I thought, oh God, that's possible. Oh no, and I got anxious, and I thought, we need to have a watch party, and I figure it has to be Gordy's place. He's the most central. You know, you're off in Middleton, I'm far east,
yeah.
Sam's downtown.
Sure.
I think it's got to be Gordy. You got to have a watch party Tuesday night.
Okay.
I can't be alone.
All right.
That sounds.
I'm good with that.
And I'm with it, okay. Too. I mean, now that the gazebo is down, sadly,
yeah.
We can't
yeah.
gather out in the chilly cold.
Well, I had to take it down when they started talking about 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
But I don't think that actually happened, but they were pretty gusty the other day.
Invite up your new neighbors that like you so much. We'll invite them up, and we'll have a watch party and hold our hands.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
well,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Everybody bring some food and, you know, some drink.
Is this all an elaborate shameless plug for Civic Media's coverage on election night?
Ah.
What, me?
We'll be there. We'll be there live.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's
a
great idea.
I'll be on the street until the evening. What time do the polls close nationally? When does it start for us?
I think it's different in every
state.
Well, time zone.
It might be different in every
zone.
State, but usually it's 8 o'clock in whatever time zone you're in.
Yep.
Yeah,
so at 7, all of the Eastern time places should be closing.
So we'll be good. You know, we'll be covering
up all night.
The East Coast. Definitely.
You know.
That'll give us a hint as to how this election might be going.
Yeah. We could do the show.
You need a few more Burlow mattresses, Gordy. You need a few more Burlow mattresses, and we'll be up all night at your place.
Okay. I'm in. That's fine.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right.
See you soon.
I hate to have everybody see me in a depressed mood if it goes the wrong way.
I have a feeling it's going to be an all-nighter no matter what.
Save my life.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Now I know what we're doing.
It was so funny to watch one of these videos on X the other day where some guy watched this guy bring a big basket of ballots in to the post office. You know?
Okay.
Oh, no, into a polling place. He brought this container with ballots in it.
Yeah.
And he was saying, "What are you doing? It's only one ballot per person, you know," and he follows this guy in to the polling place because it was locked up. The guy opened the door. He brought this big basket full of ballots in, and this protester followed him in.
Yeah.
One ballot per person. What are you doing with all those ballots? Something's wrong here, you know. Turned out to be, the guy who's in charge of the poll. Polling
the precinct captain or something?
Yeah, he's bringing the ballots in, finally, the collected ballots in.
From the ballot boxes, probably.
I mean, the dead giveaway was the fact that he opened the door with a key.
So maybe, he's an official.
Maybe he's an official. Maybe he knows what he's doing.
All right. Yeah.
I just Just a guess.
Let's go back to the phones. Yeah. Dick is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
I'm really conflicted. We have a friend who invited us to a blotch party, and the last two times that she had one was the Walker recall and when Trump won in 16.
Wow.
Oh, jeez. You don't want to go back to another one of those.
No.
I think we're just going to stay home.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were talking about it, and we're like, oh, my God, I don't know if I can go through it. Plus, I'm starting to wonder whether we'll know that night anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah.
That's true, and then this party would have to go past midnight, and I can't.
And then last time it went till Saturday.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Prepare to hunker down.
Oh man, I know. And we know they're already going to call Pennsylvania, so things are certainly going to take a long time to wind out. Although I did see that they put a few safeguards in place in 2022, I believe. I watched a Democrat explain it. Amy Klobuchar explained it last night.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I saw her do that. It was fantastic. It was on Lawrence O'Donnell's show.
Yeah, and I think it has bipartisan support, whatever measure she put through, right?
Yeah, whatever. They approved it.
They did,
and it
yes.
prevented the vice presidents from overturning the election, not approving it. So, yeah, there's a lot of safeguards in place, but not enough of them.
Okay.
So this is going to wind through the courts. Appreciate it, Dick.
Okay.
All right, let's get to something that I
thought was... Big story?
Yeah, this is the big story of the day. You know, Trump declared that he is going to protect women, all right? So let's listen to Cut 10. This is Trump declaring his allegiance to women in this country. Man.
They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say. I said, well,
sir,
I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to...
You told me to pause it. You told me to pause it there. Or did you screw up your numbers again? Are you are a little dyslexic, so you said you screwed up cut one and cut 10.
Okay. Cut 10 is the cut you're supposed to play now.
Okay. Oh,
we'll
boy.
Get it together. Well, we have two cuts here, and
right.
the same, and it's the same kind of cut. The one we're going to get to later that I was talking about is an ad put out by Kamala Harris.
One of the cuts is number 10, and the other one's
01. 01.
So therein lies the confusion with dyslexic John.
All right, here's the actual of audio.
Yeah,
here's the actual audio of Trump at his rally.
Yep. Okay.
And my people told me about 4 weeks ago, I was saying, no, I want to protect the people. I want to protect the women of our country. I want to protect the women. Sir, please don't say that. Why? They said, we think it's very inappropriate for you to say. I said, why? I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. They said... They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe
it? Sir.
I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to protect them from migrants coming in. I'm going to protect them from foreign countries that want to hit us with missiles and lots of other things.
He's going to protect women from missiles.
Okay.
See, they never include that in the cut, but I thought that was the funniest
protect
part.
Protect the women except for Liz Cheney, right?
Right. Stand in front of a missile sometime, okay? Protect them there, Trump. So anyway, Kamala had a response to this. Let's listen to that.
This is cut 01 now, correct?
No, this is cut 08.
You're just making these numbers up
now. No, it's right here on the outline. You're the one who printed up the outline.
Okay. Boys.
We'll settle it. We'll settle this off the air, John.
Yes, that's it.
He has made dozens of attempts to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. And now we have further validation of that agenda from his supporter, the Speaker of the House. And what that would mean for the American people is that insurance companies could go back to a time when they would deny you coverage for health insurance based on pre-existing conditions such as you being a survivor of breast cancer, asthma, diabetes. Healthcare for all Americans is on the line in this election as well.
All right.
Okay.
That is a great
response.
Is
that what you were looking for? Because we were talking about protecting the women, and then we jumped to healthcare. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is her response to being protected, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what I heard that.
Yes.
All right.
Gordy was sending me hand signals through the glass.
There's some other texts coming in that I exactly. thought you ought to be aware
and she,
of.
And she just mentioned it in the response as well. Then we also have Gwen Walls, her response to being protected by Trump. All right, let's go to that's cut four.
And over the last few weeks, Trump's been saying we won't have to worry about our reproductive freedom anymore because he'll be our, quote, protector. Well, last night at a rally, Trump told the crowd that his handlers have asked him to stop using that line. And guess what he said next? I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. Whether women like it or not.
Yeah. Whoops. No.
That pretty much says all you need to know should Donald Trump and the agenda he wants to impose on us.
Wow.
Says it all. He does not trust us. He thinks he can speak for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants power over us. Right? Yeah. Let me say it again. He doesn't trust us. He doesn't think we can speak for ourselves, and he wants power over us. Well, I don't know about you, but I never asked Trump to be my protector.
Wow. All right.
Nor did the women like Amber across the country who have suffered as a direct result of Trump's abortion ban.
All right, that's Gwen Walls responding to Trump's protect the women comment.
Amazing.
All right, now let's get to the confusing part of the program.
Okay, we're going to get confused?
I was always kind of thinking, is this a good idea or not? Now, I'm going to insert in this particular ad by the Harris campaign,
okay.
I'm going to insert the written language that you could see on the screen. Of course, this is radio, so we can't do that. But we're going to take a little breaks after Trump's comment about protecting women, and I'm going to insert what the ad actually says about protecting women.
Do we got time for this, John?
Yes.
Are you sure? We've only got about 70 seconds.
Yes. Let's try it.
Okay.
He said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say. I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not.
All right. And the ad says, Trump states might monitor pregnancies to track abortions.
Okay. Next.
I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not.
Trump says states could prosecute women for abortions.
Okay.
Whether the women like it or not.
RNC approves giving rights to fetuses endangering abortion and IVF.
Whether the women like it or not.
MAGAs push wave of bills to bring homicide charges to abortion.
Whether the women like it or not.
Nearly 65,000 pregnancies from rape since states banned on abortion.
Whether the women like it or not.
Or Mississippi abortion ban forces 13-year-old rape survivor to give birth. And that is it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. 7:19 coming up right around the corner. Rocker.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
FM, WMDX.
21 minutes past the hour. John and Gordy in the morning, and Brittany Merlot is joining us from a different location
Waukesha
than usual
this morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you doing in Waukesha?
Yeah.
I escaped Wausau and I went to Waukesha because I live in an apartment kind of complex, right? So I wasn't going to see a ton of trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
I wanted to go see all the awesome costumes and stuff like that. So I came out here to a friend's house so that we could enjoy it, and it was amazing. It felt like I was in a movie because there were tons and tons of trick-or-treaters out. I loved the costumes. I think my favorite was this blow-up alien, you know, where they had the whole thing going in and he was an alien.
Oh, really? Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, how was your Halloween?
It'd be so much fun. We didn't get anybody.
It was cold and windy. There were just a few trick-or-treaters in my neighborhood.
Our house is a little scary to walk up to.
Yeah.
In general,
but you know, I realize that I have a motion sensing outside light, so we can't just turn it on and invite people up. It only goes on if you're close to the door, so no one ever comes up to our house anymore, and that's fine because we eat all the candy ourselves.
Yeah, they know
you know,
grumpy old John lives up there.
But you know, I did. Yeah. I went to a friend's house one Halloween and helped him out, passed out some of the candy, and I have to say that you know, it's looking at the little kids who are just having so much fun and getting into their costume, and you know, they're just standing there and they're just so damn cute and huggable,
aren't they?
Yeah, you know, you just feel so proud of the parents that have these children and they're having fun. And I was like in tears almost because it was just so much fun to see.
It's good. It really is. Caring, and sensitive, emotional man.
Well, thank you. But you know, I was talking to them and having little conversations with them, and they're just so damn cute, you know?
I know. They really are. That's why it's one of my favorite holidays, because I love seeing them, especially when the weather does get bad, and they trench through it, and they power through, and they don't care. That's how we should all be.
I guess I'm going to have to turn in my man card at this point. Okay. I just gave it up.
Right. All right. Well, it's pretty chilly this morning.
Yeah, it's awful cold out there.
Yeah, tell us about today and the weekend.
Well, we've got a crisp one, that's for sure, right? Clear skies, beautiful sunrise out there. We'll have a ton of sun today, but cooler in the mid-40s to upper 40s. I'm thinking about 48 degrees for Madison. And then by tomorrow, we do get a bump up into the mid-50s with the sun continuing there. And the winds are much calmer, finally. So that's good news. Calm winds, ton of sunshine, a little crisp out there. But by Sunday, we are looking at more wet weather. In fact, that's going to continue from Sunday, Monday, and into Tuesday. We're looking at another pretty big storm that could bring another 1, maybe 2 inches of rainfall.
Oh, wait. Jeez. So that's election day, hopefully... Yeah. Well, so you're saying rain for most of southern Wisconsin or all of Wisconsin for election day?
All of Wisconsin. Yeah. It looks like it's going to start Sunday. But good news is I do think it wants to push on out of here by Tuesday afternoon. So I think that shouldn't affect too much with the voting and getting out after work at least.
Right.
All right.
And give the farmers a chance to get out there in the fields and finish up the work, right?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Well, very good. Brittany, are you traveling some more this weekend? Are you out and about?
I don't know. Where should I go, guys? I don't have plans yet.
You just like to point the car, don't you? Just go
you
somewhere.
You should just throw a dart for me. Tell me where to go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you should come over to Madison sometime. Visit the headquarters here.
Brittany the Explorer. You could always stop by for our depressing election night party that we're going to have.
Going to be at my house. We're going to have an election, watch party.
Right.
Tuesday night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that actually kind of sounds fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about it. See if you can come down.
We won't put you on the spot, though. It sounds depressing to me.
All right. Brittany, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you.
You too, guys.
See you later.
Talk to you Monday. That's Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. Okay. Where are we here?
Coming up in just a little while, Rocker will be in the studio.
Oh, that's right.
I have another bunch of stories here.
Let me just mention something. This is something I've been thinking about for a while, okay?
All right, you've been contemplating.
I didn't know if I wanted to go public with this, but I've decided.
It's about time.
Now is the time. Let me just say. Let me just say this portion. Hi, Rocker.
That was a great build-up.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. They're available on Madison's east or west side, or just go online. Verlo.com.
That's fantastic. That's good to hear.
Rocker, good morning.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, we might have had a little problem here. Some people are having a hard time hearing the cuts that I have put extensive work into.
Well, something's happening on Facebook and YouTube and X.
We don't know, but
some of the audio is not going through
the way
it should.
Go to the app or listen on the radio.
Yeah, listen on the app.
It all works. Yeah. But other than that, we're going to, Charge on.
All right.
I've got this big story here. It is Mike Johnson, the unfortunate comment that he made about ending Obamacare.
Okay.
Now, he's taking it back. We'll get to that. But he actually said it. I want to play this cut. I accentuated the part where he is going to end it. I hope you can hear it. Let's listen to this. This is cut 06.
Okay.
And this is Mike Johnson, his comment.
No Obamacare.
No Obamacare.
There you go.
Yeah, the ACA is so deeply ingrained, we need massive reform to make this work. And
there you go. He said it. He repeated what the guy said. No Obamacare. No Obamacare. He repeated it. It was there. He's taking that. Well, we got CJ, right? We never get a call from CJ.
Well, we got one this morning.
We got one now.
Well, let's go to that before I have the response from Harris. Let's
okay.
Talk to CJ. CJ, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Actually, I found your studio line. You might regret that.
But, that's all right.
Gordy, where's the party at? Gordy's?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
he has to join us.
It's by invite only, so.
I get it, guys. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I got to commend you, actually, because I've actually listened to ABC, CBS, Lester Holt, Fox, CNN, MSNBC. And to watch the coverage of what Donald Trump said about protecting women, you gentlemen actually played a lot of his audio.
Yes.
And I got to commend you because most of the news, the fake news, doesn't cover it, honestly, because it doesn't fit their narrative.
Well, it does. Yeah, you're right.
They cut the tape, and it's sad. It's sad where, you know, and we got a big day coming up, but I want honest coverage going both directions.
We're trying to do that.
I don't like
CJ.
Everything he says.
Yeah.
CJ, thank you for
Gordy,
your...
What time is this party?
We'll talk. 29 past the hour. Yeah. Rocker is next.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I wanna rock!
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Won't you love me like a rock?
Rock you like a hurricane.
I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band.
Hot punk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Morning Show. I messed that up again.
You're fine.
All right.
It's good. It's close enough.
It's close enough.
You're going to get it.
That's what I'm thinking.
37 degrees, highs in the upper 40s today.
Rocker's in the studio. We're going to get to a lot of music and Rocker's update on the calendar of events that are going on in and around the area. But first, I want to finish off on the fact that Mike Johnson said that Obamacare is coming to an end. Now, he received a lot of flack about that, but cut 505 is where he's trying to take it back a little. No, that's not it.
Here we go.
Cut seven. Let's go to cut seven.
Okay.
And does that include repealing the ACA?
No. Look, we...
Not repealing the ACA.
No. This has been ascribed to me. That is not what I said. You can pull the recording of the event in Pennsylvania. That's not what I said.
We have.
Look, we are laser focused on improving health care as we are every area. We need a higher quality of care in many parts of the country. We need greater access. We need lower cost. And
now here's Kamala Harris's response to that.
This is five, right?
Yes.
The speaker's comments about the Affordable Care Act. Look, I've been saying throughout this campaign, be very clear that among the stakes in this election are whether we continue with the Affordable Care Act or not. It has been a part of Donald Trump's agenda for a very long time. He has made dozens of attempts to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. And now we have further validation of that agenda from his supporter, the Speaker of the House.
That's right.
And what that would mean for the American people is that insurance companies could go back to a time when they would deny you coverage for health insurance based on pre-existing conditions such as you being a survivor of breast cancer, asthma, diabetes. And what I know is that the American people, regardless of who they're voting for, know the importance of the Affordable Care Act, of as it is also called Obamacare, in terms of expanding people's coverage to health care, based on a fundamental principle that I hold deeply. Access to health care should be a right and not just a privilege of those who can afford it.
And if Megas thought that inflation was horrible and unbearable and they can't afford anything anymore, just think about not having Obamacare or even the supplement to it. This is crazy stuff. I love this response from one person. Look, I'm not saying Harris is playing 4D chess, but she's definitely got my man doing a full Broadway production. McDonald's uniforms, garbage truck gear. Hamilton's got nothing on this costume design. So it's great Hamilton stuff. She's got him dancing around.
Okay.
Is it time to cut you off finally from politics?
No.
I think just as a comment about this, you know, when we talk about it and it's health insurance, that's what insurance companies do, right? They try and deny you. They try and look for we don't want to do it. But healthcare doesn't care about those things. Healthcare is just care for your health, right?
Exactly.
There is no like, well, wait a minute. You once smoked cigarettes, you know? So there you go.
And that's what it's really all about, having universal health care in this country. You don't have to think about it anymore. You can take your kid to the doctor when you think they need to go to the doctor. And all of that is so far being withdrawn. People are self-rationing. And that's the horror part of this.
Yeah, because it's really not affordable still.
It isn't.
Right.
Even with the ACA, it's still difficult.
Exactly.
They're called pays and deductions that you have to pay. All right, let's get to the music.
Shift gears.
Let's get to the music part of it.
It's about time.
I know everybody's eyes are glazing over. Oh, healthcare. Oh, who cares, man?
No.
You're going to die anyway, so.
Okay, Rocker, what's happening on Max Inc?
Max Inc Radio this weekend.
First weekend of November.
That's right, November 2nd. Jimmy Kay, he's off in St. Louis. He took a train down there. He's visiting the Arch and all kinds of good stuff. Blues Bar, so we'll let him be on vacation while Rob Roberts is in the chair with me and Terry Barr, spinning local music, interviewing local musicians and other interesting people from 6 to 9 and, of course, 9 to 10 p.m., live concert in the studio
Live in the Lair.
Yeah. This week we have a band from Milwaukee, Black Willow Starling, that features Michael Tinker Tierney, who regularly tours and has a musical platforms on both national and global scale with Celtic folk rock band Riley and his hard rock mashup band called Beatallica. I don't know if you've ever heard of Beatallica, but he heads that band and they do Beatles covers in Metallica style.
Wow.
And his name in that band is James Lenfield. It's a great band. Beatallica is a great band.
That's
but
wild.
But he does this also, which is Celtic music, along with Nora on lead vocals, guitar, and bass. I thought I'd bring in a little Black Willow Starling so we can see what's happening this weekend. This song is called Between the Times, Part 2.
All right.
So turns the wheel of the season, ever has been and will be. Long shadow growing, north winds are blowing, frost silvers field and lea. The earth breathes and rests for a moment, to revel in amber and gold, with graceful leaves falling, liminal calling, hearken to memories of old. Dark meets light, while light meets dark night.
Good stuff, really good stuff. You know,
beautiful,
very, very Celtic.
It's going to be interesting. I think they're bringing in a four-piece band. So we're going to mic them up here in the studio, and you can hear them 9 to 10 p.m. live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Saturday night.
Cool.
Hey, there's a hangover party for Halloween. So in case you're hungover today, November 1st, at the Rigby, East Main, just off the square, you can come in costume. There's tribute bands if you haven't had enough tribute bands this Halloween. Juice Box Euro, they're going to be Foreigner. Stupid and Contagious as Nirvana, and the Marylands as the Misfits. Music at 8 p.m. More info at therigby.com.
How do you get all those people in the Rigby?
Well, they have two levels.
Yeah. Oh.
The upstairs is a whole...
Oh, okay, so the bands will be playing simultaneously. Then,
upstairs. Upstairs. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
TheRigbyPub.com. Yes, that's true.
It's kind of tiny, but you know.
Are you still hungover, John?
No.
Oh. All that confusion before, I thought, I maybe.
Mm. Well,
Kyle Wrightly, he's got a new
just
band.
Just regular confusion. Yeah.
He has a new band called Lonely Proof, and nobody's even heard it. They have a debut gig coming up November 16th at the Gamma Ray Bar. And he was a trained classical musician with Jasmine's flair for improvisation and a folk singer, love of telling stories. It's a new band featuring Kyle Wrightly, who was with Civil Engineers, Driveway Thrift Dwellers, Big Payback. Lo Marie is on guitar and singing. She's a multi-award-winning guitarist and singer. Max Morkey on drums from the band Work, and Jeff Weiss on bass with the Big Payback. There's more info at kylewrightly.com. Let's hear a little bit of Lonely Proof. This is called Brothers.
All right.
2 minutes, 2 months, 2 years. Oh, it doesn't make a difference. It's happening all right now. It's happening right.
Brand new band with Kyle Wrightly.
Excellent.
And that's pretty cool. You got to go see him at the Gamma Ray. That is coming up November 16th.
All right.
Okay.
Let's move out to something a little more in the future. December 13th at the Cargo Coffee on East Washington. It's Dan Kennedy featuring the Prairie Flowers. Now, the Prairie Flowers, we just featured them on Max Inc. Radio a few weeks back. It's a three-piece Americana band composed of Lindsay Evans, Dana Perry, and Sharona York. And they're all three singers and artists from Madison here that are very famous among the local music scene. And she put out a new song, Lindsay, Ribbons and Pink, available on all streaming platforms. And the poignant song written by Lindsay Evans and Shondell Marks reflects Lindsay's personal journey through breast cancer treatment, embodying themes of strength and resilience. This is the Prairie Flowers, brand new. This is Ribbons and Pink.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the day that I found you. I was nervous but confident. You were nothing to fear. But then my whole world was shaken. Now you had taken my armor away. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open. I lay raw and exposed. Filled my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me. You won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given.
All right. You always bring in an Americana. I love this stuff.
That's Lindsay Evans. She was in Sexty Esther. And Sharona York, she was the singer from the Charm School of Rejects.
Very tight.
So
beautiful voices. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's move on to Bing Bong. I told you last week we were going to play the song from Spooner that they had covered. So Bing Bong, if you remember, Friday, November 8th, Chief's Tavern, and Saturday, November 16th, they'll be here live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. And then November 21st, the Burr Oak on Winnebago. They won Mama Pop Performer of the Year. And there's more at bingbongband.com. But this is from their new album, Hippyponymous. This is a song from the old, it's an old Spooner cover,
right,
written by Duke, who's now in Garbage, of course. Mm. This song is called Mean Old World.
Love it.
By yes. Bing Bong.
Great song.
Now, a lot of people know that as Media World.
John and Gordy Band,
yeah. Yeah, it's a great song. I wish we could play all the different versions of it because it is really a true classic.
Have other people done it as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I'd like to find those covers.
Yep.
I love finding covers of old stuff like that, you know?
I know.
It's Max Inc. Radio. It's where music lives after the band is long gone.
That's true.
Yeah, the old
bros. We haven't gone back in your closet in a long time.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Well, we did last week for the Evil Twins.
Oh, yes, we did.
That's true.
Hey, you know, Paige Kleber, you better listen to this name now.
Yes.
Because she's only 11 years old, right? What? She's in eighth grade. She is going to be live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio on November 23rd.
I thought there was an age limit to come up here.
No. And, you know, she is going to be a rising star. She got her start at Girls Rock Camp. And she also performs in some Broadway-type stuff. So, like, November 14th through the 16th, she's going to be in the Verona Middle School Performing Arts Center doing the SpongeBob musical,
wow,
the youth edition, which is all 6th and 8th graders. You know, when the citizens of Bikini Bottom discover that a volcano will soon erupt and destroy their humble home, SpongeBob and his friends must come together and save the fate of their undersea world. So she's actually going to be playing a rock star character in this. Wow. And, you know, she's actually just released her brand new debut EP, Blinded. And recorded at Beth Keeley Studio in the Mama and with Mama Award winner, Drummer of the Year, Jenna Jonas. Right now, this is Paige Kleber playing hard.
All right.
Don't have time for it right now. We'll play we'll this.
Oh, we'll come back.
We'll come back with it.
Yep.
Can't wait to hear it, actually.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy in the Morning Show. And we want to thank Susan Hunt McFarmland.
Yes.
Who gave us a little shout out on the text line. And I want to let you know how much I enjoy your show. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right, back to rocker here.
All right, guys.
We want to hear Paige Kleber.
Yes. Paige Kleber, 11 years old, got her start at Girls Rock Camp, and she'll be performing right here in this studio, live on the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on the 23rd of November. And this is from her debut album that was released earlier this month. This song is called Playing Hard. It's right. Paige Kleber.
Sometimes from wondering if you are too fine. I don't like to think about the line that I've crossed in order to make you finally mine. But these days I can't help
Wow, that's pretty dynamic.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
powerful voice.
She's writing songs.
Yeah,
I'd say, you know what? Hopefully, she'll get on the Taylor Swift tour and become huge. But you know,
that's,
I mean, she's up and coming artist,
right? She's
playing
hard.
She wrote these songs. That's right,
and it's catchy and it's really good.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's got it. Rock star written all over.
11 years old.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And listen to The Lair, November 23rd. You'll hear her live. She's going to perform all this in the studio.
Great.
I think she's
going to
bring in some other artists. Yeah. So it should be a really interesting show.
And when she makes it big, you'll have a recording of her at 11 years old.
That's right. You're hearing it here first.
You got it.
Yep.
All
right. Nice. Let's see. You know, I don't know if we have time to mention, but did you know that Dweezil Zappa is coming to Madison?
Oh, we got to mention that.
Excellent.
You know,
Frank Zappa's son.
Frank Zappa's son. He doesn't come here very often.
He's an excellent guitar player.
Oh, my goodness.
And he has a really excellent band, too.
Oh,
right?
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Beyond outstanding. I saw them the last time that they were here, and they're coming back to the Barrymore Theater. This is May 1st in 2025. So you got time to get tickets, but it's the 50-year anniversary of Apostrophe. So he's going to be doing Zappa's Apostrophe album with the band. Absolutely amazing show.
Yeah.
Get tickets
That's
now.
It's going to be fun.
I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's get on to Gin Mill Hollow.
Okay.
They're playing at the Up North Bar November 21st. November 25th, and you know, that's where it all started for them. For 10 years, Madison's Americana outfit, Gin Mill Hollow, has been blending genres like bluegrass and folk with jazz and blues. They were born as an acoustic duo at the Up North Bar in Madison, but the group added mandolin and percussion to the mix, and now performances sound more like a rock show, often with electric guitar and affected mandolin solos soaring over driving rhythm and harmony. How do you like that?
Uh-oh.
Affected. Wow, well, that's quite an explanation. Could you get a little more detail in there?
I can. I can tell you to go to ginmillhollow.com for more information. But right now, let's listen to one of their original songs. This is Prescription for Love, Gin Mill Hollow.
Hey, pretty lady, tell me what you want to do. I would climb a mountain as long as I'm next to you. Show me how you boogie, baby, dance with me tonight. We're gonna lose it to the music, make you feel alright. Tell me what you're missing. Let me show you I will listen.
For a prescription of
love.
Well, we didn't even have the the title of the song mentioned.
I'm sorry, I couldn't actually listen to the music. Catherine was talking to me while it was playing.
Well, we were listening to music. It's very good. And
yeah, it's excellent. It's great music, and it sounds so much like my old band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was your old band called?
Yeah, I don't recall.
We have to look them up.
We didn't have a
What was
name.
The last time you were in a band?
We were just trying to write songs and record them. That's all. That's
Nameless
all we
garage band.
Yeah, that's it.
John, how long ago were you in a band last?
I can't remember. I think I was 23,
I think
73.
He's making this up.
About 73.
Okay.
Did you say that it was you played banjo guitar?
I did. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, no, I played banjo and guitar. Gordy just turned me on to the banjo guitar. So
I found one at a garage sale and I thought of John.
Yeah.
I don't want this. Maybe he'll
take you hate it. Banjo music, don't
I
you?
I do. Yes, I hate it.
And I happen to like it.
But it's like the jackalope of musical instruments.
It was a great price, though. It's $20 for like a $250 banjo.
Well, now I have it. Thank you very much, Gordy, for the present.
Have you played it at all? Have you even tuned it
up?
No,
I've looked at it. Yeah,
you've looked at
actually,
it.
I have tuned it up, actually.
Okay. All right.
I did.
Does it have a pickup?
No.
It does not have a pickup. But actually, there is a banjo pickup in the case.
There is.
If you opened the case at all. Hey, you know what?
You're just going to take shots at me now, right? Because I like bluegrass music. I love banjo.
You like Americana
music. Five-string banjo.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
I'm here through a distortion pedal. A little Marley Wawa.
Yeah, there
you go. Hey, Rocker, thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend. That's going to do it for us. Next week, more tickets to give away for a Straight No Chaser at the Overture. And then Monday, our pre-election special show, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you don't want to miss it.
Nothing like it.
Thank you, Sam Davison. Thank you, Catherine Lake. Thank you, Rocker. Thank you, John Peterson,
and
for
Sherry
just being
and Susan.
You. Have a great weekend. So
everyone.
Long. Where are we going to go?
And CJ.
Go to breakfast?
And CJ.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.